Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that, when I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther, don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up watching snowflakes, the niggas that was pro-based. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think, and drink. Cop came and complained. Front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holler if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parker, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff of law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, but pressure bust pipes. I know I spat to y'all. To know me's to love me. You see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family.
It's this Matrix, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, I'm your host, L Boogie. I got the dream team with me, T-Ro, Ice-T-E, Styles the God, and the engineer who put it all together, making your head bob in an intermission. The engineer, OG the Buck. What's the deal? We in the building, baby. We got a lot on the marquee today. Punk rush at Capitol Hill, the college football playoff, and the NFL playoffs start today. We're going to give you our pick sixes. Woo! With the deal, Dream Team. Hey, what's going on this morning? Y'all know what it is. Top of the morning from the West Coast, class. What's happening?
Oh, gee, the buck. Is it too cold to do a barbecue today?
It's going to be a barbecue tomorrow.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Rick, I can't wait till we get to those NFL picks, man. But let's start the show off because we're a little different. You know, we talk about, yes, the sports and everything, but let's just talk about – we didn't get a chance to really get into it Wednesday, on Wild Out Wednesday, about Capitol Hill. And I just – you know, Doc Rivers and, you know, Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr, they spoke out on it and talked about white privilege and, you know, if it was – you know, black people, Shannon Sharpe, Skip Bayless, all those guys. If there was some, I'm just asking, if there was black people, you know, when they were, Anthony Davis said it best, you know, they started looting, they started shooting. And you mean to tell me that some people ran up on Capitol Hill and a couple wounded and one shot dead? I just want your guys' take on that. Let's start with you first, T-Row.
The debacle in D.C.? Come on, man. If y'all don't know what a setup is, then there you go. That's what we call a straight setup. That's what we call when somebody kick in the back door, 25 people get a call, be like, hey, I need for you to come down to the left street. I want you to bust a right on the first street, and then I need for you to come to the back door. You're going to see the line. Everybody getting in. You know what I'm saying? That was a kick, though. If anybody don't know what that is, man, then you ain't really from the streets, okay? But that's just what happened, man. If anybody thinks that they could just walk up to Capitol Hill and do what you saw what happened this week, man, that ain't never happened at the Capitol since the Capitol has been here since the 1800s. You mean to tell me? You just go say that. Say, listen here, once again. If you are in the streets or you live around the corner from the streets, you know what they do to colored people. They don't wait. They shoot first and ask questions later. And then they tell us that nobody's going to be getting charged or, you know, get any charges filed against them. But come on, man. This ain't the first time you did. And my thing is that I can say this. I can say this real good and simple and plain. I can say this real simple and plain. If you really think that Donald Trump didn't have anything to do with something wrong with y'all, because I can guarantee you this, you wouldn't have been able to get that close to Obama or to the White House if Obama was feeling that bad boy. And you know what I just thought of right now? Isn't he the guy that said, let's make America great again? I'm just saying. These people taking selfies. These motherfuckers painted up. It was even one of them got caught up in it. And he worked at the White House. He came in suited and booted with a white collar shirt on, with a blue tie on, got his nice little Calvin Klein little suit. As soon as the loot happened, he went to the little telephone station. He changed his clothes like from Clint Clark to Superman. But little did he know, he forgot to take his badge off from around his neck to show that he worked at the White House. So, once again, we pulling the kick though from the back though. And I'm making a call, and I want everybody to take one direction and come in one door so that way we can get what we need and get up out of here. That's what's so crazy. They did all that, didn't take nothing. And didn't get shot. You know what it is? They came in fully loaded, and they walked out in a single file line. Did y'all see that? Oh, no, man. I saw that.
OG the Buck. What's your perspective?
First, I want to send my prayers out, man, to the, if I'm not mistaken, five people was killed in that, if I'm not mistaken. I want to send my prayers out to their family, man. Got police, got killed in that, got rambled over, stomped over. I think a female got shot in the neck, man. It was, wasn't a good day for America, man. All on Orange Face's watch, man. You know, he put the call in, you know, tell his people to march to Capitol Hill. He incited a riot, basically. You know, I ain't going to beat the dead horse. Everybody said it. Shout out to LeBron James. Shout out to Popovich. Every, you know, all the guys in the NBA, you know what I'm saying? NFL, you know, they took a knee before games, right before tip-off. You know, everybody doing the right thing but America. You know, Twitter suspends Trump's Twitter permanently. You know what I'm saying? Facebook suspends. Everybody doing the right thing but the right people. You know what I'm saying? It's a tragic. It's, you know, it is basically a constant reminder to me, you know, of the world we live in. You know, all this social injustice, we can preach on this shit all day long, all week long, all month long. Man, ain't nothing going to change. Ain't nothing going to change. They would have never let no black people get 50 feet, 50 yards, 100 yards by that building, man. They would have slaughtered them people, man. But, you know, when you got that certain complexion, when you got them certain genes, that certain DNA, anything goes. So, I'm saddened to talk about it, man. 50, I'll be 50 this month, man. It's like it was when I was a kid. It might even be worse. I take it back. You know, I don't see nothing changing. I don't see no progress. You know, you think we getting ahead, but we're not. We taking 100 steps backwards, which is just looking at how this thing go, man. You know, I can drag all day long, man. Like I said, bottom line is, you know, my prayers go out to the families involved that lost their loved ones because this stupid mother jucker want to tell people to march to Capitol Hill and got people killed, man. That's crazy. That's my take, man.
Hey, Boo, you know we didn't talk about this on Wednesday, but come on, man, let me hear it. I know you've been waiting on to talk about this one. So, go on, let me hear what you got to say, man. What was up with your boy Orange Face and what he pulled off this week?
Well, I'll say this to the streets, and it hurts my heart because we had people who make laws. You get my point? We had people who make laws. We had educators. Educators that educate the youth. Educate kids with color. Are they there just for the paycheck? They're not worried about these kids' future. That's what hurt my heart. You had people in higher ups that supposedly, quote unquote, can make a difference and make a change in the world, and look what they're doing. Am I surprised? No. I'm just saddened, like the Dream Team is, that this occurred. And lastly, it's not a change. My man, Sam, he said, change is going to come. I hope it does, but it's like OG the Buck said, we're getting long in the tooth, and I don't know if it's going to be on our watch. I doubt it. And I'm very hurt. I'm hurt because basically what it's doing is, with Trump in office, you don't have to be discreet with your hate. You can show it. And guess what? You will get a feather in your cap. Feather in your cap. If you show your hate towards the minorities, people with melanin in their skin. And I'm like Forrest Gump. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm kind of perturbed that we gave it some minutes. But we had to, because the streets really want to know what we think. It hasn't changed, and it won't, especially while we're alive.
Big brother, don't be deterred, because for number one, for how you said it, and for number two, how OG the Buck said it, how ICE would have said it, how STG would have said it, Man, this ain't no surprise. If you thought this was a surprise, then hell, you ain't been in this you ain't been living long enough. But that wasn't no surprise. It ain't nobody surprised what happened, dog.
You know why it wasn't a surprise? We're up against it. We're gonna go to the break and come back talk about the CFP. Remember the old owner from the LA Clippers? What did Ice Cube say in No Vaseline? This is what they think about you. It's the streets. It's talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. When we come back, we talking CFP. Who you got? Old State of Bama. L Boogie, Styles the Guy, T Row, ICE, and OG the Buck. Tell a friend. To tell a friend, to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street!
Oh, yeah.
A change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know
it's the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. We in the building, baby. L Boogie, T Row, Styles the God, ICE, OG the Buck. We back. And we know we don't have any more NFL Monday Night Football. So we got the college football playoff championship, prime time. And as my man Brent Musburger used to say, can't wait till he says, you're looking live. I miss Brent. I miss him when he says that. You're looking live. T-Rizzy, OG the Buck, I'm going to start with you first, T-Rizzy. Who you got? Bama? Or the Ohio State Buckeyes?
Now, first and foremost, let me get this off my chest. I don't like neither one of y'all teams. So, now that I done said that and got that out the way, y'all ain't gonna like me this morning. Because I already know where y'all going and I already know what y'all gonna say. But y'all know, Roll Tide has already made it to Florida, player. They don't got no COVID test. Don't have nobody injured. They just got a player, one Heisman. Hey, man, y'all better, hey. Well, all I know, y'all better triple team number six. If y'all don't triple team number six, y'all gonna have a long night on Monday night. You hear me? Because that boy didn't win the Heisman Trophy for nothing as a wide receiver. The fourth wide receiver, that is. A non-quarterback, that is, to win the Heisman Trophy, man. So if you can win the Heisman Trophy playing a different position other than quarterback, and you play for Alabama, Roll Tide, I know y'all look good last game. Y'all look good last week, boy. Y'all look pretty than a month. And I gave my boy Jay Fields some hype. I was like, man, that boy had a game and put him in that Heisman Trophy race. Your boy Lee Corso will say, not so fast, my friend. I got Roll Tide in good old Alabama. Yeah, they might be. I ain't going to say they're going to beat the snot out y'all, but at least by two touchdowns. Y'all going to show up, but it ain't going to be pretty. I love y'all.
Street.
But I'm going to say, y'all had a good run. Y'all had to bend the rules to get where you at. But, hey, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's what I heard. OG the Buck, talk to me about them Buckeyes. Who you got this weekend?
Woo! You know, I'm going to be honest, man. If I go with my heart, I'm gonna go with my Buckeye. But if I was a gambling man and my life depended on it, Roll Tide. Old State, it's like I've watched every game they play. Yeah, because I'm from Ohio, et cetera, et cetera. They only played seven games, fellas. Alabama has played 12. It's like Alabama got the reps. Old State, great team, man. Got great structure, man. Got, you know. I just think Alabama might just be a little too much for them guys. I've watched Old State struggle in one or two games that they won this year. You know, we living in the COVID era. You know, you never know who's gonna show up at these games, man. And T. Rowe, my colleague, said it best, man. That young man at that receiver at Alabama is worth the price of admission, brother. It's gonna be a tough game. I want my guys from Ohio State to win it, but fellas, I probably got to go Roll Tide.
Smartly.
Shout out to Urban Meyer for getting a look over in Jacksonville. I just want to bring that up because he's an Old State guy. Shout out to him getting the job, you know, getting an interview over in Jacksonville. But Old State, Alabama, I'm with my heart, I'm going Old State. With my mind, I'm going to Alabama, if that makes any sense. And that's my take.
Now, OG the Buck know he works in construction, man. Hold on. He know he work in construction. He know he mixes that cement and that water up, man. He never gives just one side. It always has to be a mix. He always has to mix it, man. He got paint and water,
hey,
man. Which one?
No,
but
man,
I tell you,
that's Hennessy and Coke. That's that Hen and Coke, player. You can't get mad. That Hen and Coke go good together. Now we know you're a Seminole from the heart, but we know you roll with the Buckeyes on Saturday sometimes when it comes to the Big Ten play. So go on, give it to me, man. SEC versus Big Ten. Bama versus Buckeye. Talk to me.
Well, it's just ironic how this weekend plays a part to repeating history with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cleveland Browns and with Alabama, Old State in this college football playoff and Old State being an underdog. And Old State putting it on Alabama. No, it wasn't for the national championship. It was in the semis. But it brings me back to that. And we all know the game is won where? In the trenches. And that's where Ohio State to win, offensively and defensively. We need to see if our man can be up in the pulpit pulling a sermon. We need to see if our guy Sermon is going to put on a sermon Monday, and it's one in the trenches. You have to stop Mr. Harris. If you don't stop him, you don't have a chance. See if Jones can beat you, if he's the true Mac. Who's the Mac? We're going to see if he is. Now, with Waddle maybe playing, it's going to be difficult. That's why you take away the run and get, and I have Ohio State doing that, and they're just hitting their stride. They're just hitting their stride. They had a couple hiccups along the way. Remember, no spring practice, no spring game, COVID. As OG the Buck would say, the COVID era, I have Ohio State by 10.
Woo!
38-28. And an
Whoa.
Upset.
Now, see, there you go.
When we come back, please forgive Boo.
He got something in his cup early.
Our Lady Tiger, we got a game today. I'm hyped. When we come back, yeah, we talking NFL playoffs, our pick sixes. It's going to be real quick because we want to hear what the world got to say and what they talking in the street. Don't forget, 515-605-9370. The streets is talking, baby. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Who that? It's the streets.
I got shit to do. Only God can judge me. Who the fuck is you? They say, who the hell? Nigga, we the hell. 10 straight days, I get the top 3 to hell. Never, ever, ever serve a nigga way to sleep at. DGS, you go, nigga, you ain't try to see that. Get my suicide watch, they on suicide watch. Kill yourself, get them suicide rocks. Had the nerve to write me a dear young lad. Killing them young, they should've known better. I paid too much, you niggas play too much. And just swear you the talk and I don't say too much. You niggas saying too much. You niggas 17-5, you niggas paying too much.
They say, who that? Who that? Nigga, we the head. Shout a red on the track.
I make it double. Just know it's
water whip, so you might have a little trouble. Might move a little slower, might get a few complaints. Say he ran out of gas, he might need a half a day. They got us Friday, pressed off the highway. 2 minutes out, he about to pull in the driveway. In the driveway, take the work out. Cut the duct tape, take the work out.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. Who that? We that. One of the best sports talk shows on the internet. Facts in the world, Craig. Woo! Man, it's Super Saturday.
In the world, Craig.
Man, let's get to it. NFL Pick 6, it's playoffs. You lose, you go fishing. First game on the marquee, let's holler. We got the Bills and the Colts today. Who you got? T. Rizzy. Quick.
Man, you know who I'm going with. I'm not knocking anybody by the name of Josh Allen. Bill.
Streets. Who you got, OG the Buck?
Bills and Colts.
Yeah.
That's an easy one, T-Ro. You ain't said nothing, man. The Bills looking great. The Bills looking great. I got to go with them. I got to. Hey. And I won't choke like the Buffalo Bills.
Hey,
I'm going with the Bills, man. I'm going with the Bills, man.
Boo, who you got?
Oh, be honest with you. I was leaning toward the Colts.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little Cody.
Because of my man Phillip Rivers, this might be his last hoorah. Can I get a hoorah, Kathy? So,
hoorah.
Oh my goodness! But I can't go against the hungry Buffalo Bills because they have a bad taste in their mouth on how they let one slip away against the Texans last year. So I'm going Buffalo Bills.
Right.
I'm going Buffalo Bills.
So we three strikes on the same team. What's next?
Oh, yeah.
The toughest one, man. The Rams and the Seahawks. In Seattle.
See? That's why we need fame. See? Okay, I'm going to say it like this. I'm going with the 12th man. And I would say it would be close if we would have fans in Seattle. But I'm just going to say it's going to be rough because we don't know if your boy going to be able to play quarterback for the Rams, Jared Goff. You know, he had that thumb surgery after getting that, you know how your hand hit the helmet. You know how hard that, that pain hurt. But he had surgery. I don't know how good he going to be. So I'm going to Seattle. With them playing in Seattle without the 12th man.
Who you got, OG the Buck?
Russell Wilson. Boy, let me tell you something. Sean McVay, he gonna call one hell of a game. They trying to hold Jared Goff out until a game time decision, like they trying to trick up Pete Carroll now. Like, you know, we gonna hold Goff out, man. He ain't gonna play. He hurt. He hurt his thumb. We ain't gonna let him know that he playing. Boy, that ain't gonna matter. We talking about Russell Wilson, Tyler Lockett, my one kid, the big receiver that be killing them cats, man.
DK Metcalf.
Boy, is you serious? Ramsey going to have his He gonna have his hands full, man. But it ain't gonna be enough, man. Russell Wilson and the crew is gonna take that game. That's my take.
Hey, we going for two for two on the same line, Boo Meek. What's in your cups?
I'm going L.A. Rams in an upset. I'm going to see if my man Ramsey is as advertised. I know he's going to follow Metcalf all over the field. If he doesn't, then I look dumb. I look dumb if the defensive coordinator doesn't do what I ask. I need to call L.A. I need to call Sean McVay and let him know that let's see if he's worth admission. Because remember the last game, he only had 57 yards against Ramsey in a victory.
Yeah.
So let's see if he has advertised. Let's see if Sean McVay is back to the future. McVay! You know what I mean? Let's see if he can put it together. McFly.
It was just two years ago that they did make it to the Super Bowl, too. So
I'm going with the Rams and their defense in an upset. It's going to be 28. To 17 Rams.
Come on with the Rams. We want to get all these games.
Washington football team at home against the GOAT. Who you got, Ro?
More about.
Here we go. Now see, this is where, man. See, I hate it, but I gotta do it. I know the GOAT. Is the GOAT for a reason?
T-Row, I don't do no ill business. We got callers listening.
I know the GOAT is the GOAT for a reason. And a few weeks ago, I did say that even if Tampa Bay won that game, they wasn't going to make it to the playoffs. Forgive me, Dream Team. Forgive me. For all the callers in the asylum that heard me say that and remember me saying that, hey, I take accountability. But I'm going with the NFC East. The last team to win a Super Bowl with a 7-9 record came out the NFC East. So here you can take it, and you're going to hear it from me first.
I knew it was an angle.
His name is Chase Young. Number 96 is going to have 99. A field. 99?
99.
96.
99.
My one of my old state guys,
man. You know
number
I'm
99. I'm going Buckeye on this one.
Oh, yeah.
With your boy Alex Smith playing is the biggest key for the offense. Your boy Chase Young, number 99, who should, by the way, I know just go get Rookie Defensive Player of the Year. If he just don't get Rookie of the Year at all.
No, he ain't going to get Rookie of the Year. But go ahead.
Hey, listen. That young fella is mean. For whatever reason, the Washington football team is there. They from the NFC East. They always do something bad to a Tom Brady team. So I'm going NFC East. Let's go, football team. You don't have no damn mascot. You just got a football team on the side of your head. OG the Buck.
OG the Buck.
I hear you.
I know you. I'm too near you not to hear you.
Hey man, real quick, man. I ain't gonna take my take on that. If you waiting on my take?
Yes.
Because mine real quick.
Yeah, we waiting on your tape.
Oh, let me apologize, Dream Team. Very quick, man. The GOAT. The GOAT. And I'm going to say one more time. The GOAT. It's on you, Boogie.
You talking about one of them animals that got the chin hairs on the bottom of their chin?
Yes. And first thing start with a T. Well, Washington don't get no play in my ride, man. He don't get no play in my ride, man. Let's go.
Man, that was super short. I don't like you today. Hey, Boo Me, what's in your cup, baby?
The GOAT. Let's go to game four. Ravens. Ravens.
So the NFC East can't get no play? Is that what I mean?
Not in my ride. I got the GOAT.
Y'all need to drop me
because
off.
They don't have a quarterback or nothing. But let's go to the big game on Monday. On Sunday. It's Rock'em Sock'em, man, with those guys. Ravens, Titans. Who you got, Ro?
Yeah, that's just tough, man. But my thing is, sometimes Lamar Jackson don't show up after he have a good game. But Tennessee don't show up half the time. But what I saw in Tennessee last year was just a hiccup against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Ravens had a hiccup against the Kansas City Chiefs. So, I'm going with the home team, man, Tennessee, only because that pedigree of a coach comes from where the GOAT comes from. So I'm just going to take the home team. I'm going with Tennessee, man. I'm going with Tennessee. OG the Buck, who you got?
Hey, man. T-Row, I think we went 3 for 3 before this pick right here. This is when I jump out of your bins. You get out of 3 for 1. There's no way Lamar Jackson loses his third, if I'm not mistaken, correct if I'm wrong, his third straight playoff game. Lamar Jackson has something to prove. He may not admit it, but we are athletes in this dream team. There, he has something personal to prove to himself. To himself, I must win my first playoff game. With that being said, we up against it with two other teams. I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens.
I feel like where Boo going already. He already said he too near you to not hear you. So go and tell me what's on your mind, Boo. I think I already know what's about to be said.
I'm going with Action Jackson. Point blank, period. Action Jackson. And he's like OG the Buck said, I think he's going to redeem himself because he has something to prove as well. So I'm going Action Jackson. Now, we got to go down. We got
to
go down.
What time was I supposed to be on the corner to drink the same cup of juice that y'all drinking this morning, man? My bad. I should have been standing out there a little bit earlier today. Apologize, Dream Team. I need that in my cup.
Who you got? Drew Brees? Drew Brees? Or my man's in there from Manor? Mike
Trubisky.
Mr. Trubisky, I'm sorry.
He didn't trick me the last 2 weeks. Because I did not pick the Chicago Bears the last 2 weeks. And they cost me in my pick 6. But you know what? I don't give a damn. I ain't picking their ass again. Because I know what Drew Brees is about to do. It's playoff time, man. I got Drew Brees. I don't know what else to say. He just keeps breaking records every time I watch a game or two with Drew Brees. So, hurt or not,
Drew Brees and the Saints in the Mercedes-Benz Arena. That's what I'm going with.
OG,
what you got? OG the Buck, you there?
Khalil. I was thinking, man. I'm sorry. Y'all got me caught up, man. I do. Work with me, man.
You know we up against it, so you can't. Hey, think, hey, study long, study wrong.
Khalil Mack will have his best day as a pro. Khalil Mack is going to make all kind of plays. Mitchell Trubisky finally made it, fellas. This guy has had an up and down season, man. He got replaced. He done been traded from other teams, man. This guy is one of our guys. With that being said, I'm going with the Saints.
Three.
Man.
I gotta wipe the tears out of my Boo.
Come on, man.
I'm going New Orleans Saints. I think they're gonna squeak by. I don't think Chicago has enough offense to compete with Drew Brees. They should have Mike Thomas back. And it's gonna be close. But I got New Orleans. Now,
Alvin Kamara.
The biggest game of the weekend in some people's eyes. Sunday night, prime time, Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who you got, Ro?
Wait. Yeah. Hey, OG the Buck, you having two barbecues or three this weekend? Because you know you got a barbecue Monday, too. I hope the all day snowing outside. Damn.
We barbecuing the snow.
I know you can. I'm just saying. I want y'all to have, you know, enjoy without your thermals and your gloves. You know, I'm just saying. I hope the sun shines a little bit. I don't even know why they playing this game prime time. This should be an early morning game. This shouldn't be the last game of the weekend for us to have to see. This is really my talking game because I didn't know the Browns had it in them last week to even make it to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? And I picked the Browns to lose. And every time I keep picking the Browns to lose, they keep winning. I don't know what that's all about. Right now. And then the Steelers just decide to sit everybody out. I don't know what this is all about right now. This is a pickle. And I'm going to say this. Somebody going to win in overtime. I don't know who, but somebody going to win in overtime. I ain't picking nobody for this game. It's just going to be whoever wins in overtime. That's what I got.
The disrespect is real. The disrespect is real. We talking about that's all the people in the silent that's waiting to get on. We talking about a guy that beat Washington to beat the GOAT. We talking about Washington to beat the GOAT. And how dare he come on here and say this is a pickle? Overtime. I don't get it, man. You know, for everybody that don't know, T-Row on the West Coast, he got in the Uber at 7 o'clock. So he ain't woke yet. It's still 7-something over there where he at. Man, wake up. Get you some coffee, man. Drink you some goat juice. We is ready. Man, but I'm going to say this, man. And you can't answer a question with a question, but I almost have to. The Cleveland Browns have not practiced none this week up until yesterday at 4 o'clock. They got their first practice in at 4 o'clock on a Friday evening for a playoff game, probably the biggest playoff game in the history of the Browns. They got their offensive coordinator who I think has the most effective impact on Baker's game. Like he knows Baker's strength and weaknesses. He won't be there. He's also served as the head coach that makes other decisions out there. What chance in hell do the Browns have tomorrow, Sunday night? My apologies. What chance in hell do they have at 8:15? Everybody in the country, everybody in the world, everybody listening to the show, everybody on the Dream Team know who I'm picking. Who I'm picking. It's my guy. It's my guy. The Pittsburgh Steelers, baby.
Hey, Boo, before you
in the background, get out in the background, y'all.
Hey, OG the Buck. Man, that sounded like frustration in your voice.
Well,
Boo. I love this. Hey, Boo. Please tell me who you got, cause I gotta know this one. I really gotta know what you got on this one, man. Cause next week they gonna do you bad.
First of all, from ICE, he flew me a kite. And he has the Browns winning 28-24, just to throw that out there. Throw that out there. Secondly, because we gotta get to the asylum, I'm going Cleveland Browns in a field goal. And the reason why, hey man, LeBron James broke the curse. Why can't the Browns break the curse of Big Ben? It has to pull through one day. Why not in his 17th season? Why not now? Just the law of averages,
okay, OG,
man.
Buck.
All these things going against you. I just think it may turn into ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
OG the Buck.
Browns in an upset,
baby. I'm going
Sunday
with
night,
you, OG.
Hey man, let's get when we come back, we're gonna get to these callers, man. The asylum is burning up. It's hot. It's the streets, it's talk, it's sports talk show every Saturday morning, 10 AM. You're gonna have somebody from the Dream Team giving it to you from a street perspective, baby. And don't forget, we always gonna tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Straight!
We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can be on chill tonight.
One time.
Maybe I can give you
I'm getting mine like fine wine measured in time. Many other brothers love you, but this pleasure is mine. It's no pressure for us to say that I love you for now. So fuck that cup of shit, I just want us to be comfortable now, for real. Loving, who you wanna pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from it. So chill. Life hard and ex-lovers is like scars, cause it stop hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club with voicemails on third rings fucking me up. So I don't trust.
Why can't you agree with me for once?
Try and
slow
up.
Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Give you a chance. We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah.
Okay, they switch up on you, I'm gonna stay the same, yeah. I pull up on you, then put it in with patience. I'm good where we got it without no expectation. What good is the title when shawty been away, yeah? Let me illustrate ya. Let my my tongue repaint ya. It's already wet. Have you had a brainstorm? Everywhere a nigga take you, just know that my face good. Modify your energy so your bank and your skin glow. Max feel, let it fly. I be up in there a lot. Just to show you I don't care, go wear it to that nigga house. We don't share our whereabouts or the gossip, the hood love. That's supreme confidence. If we good, that's good enough.
We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once?
From a street perspective, I'm your wholesale boogie. I got the dream team with me, Styles of God, T Rizzy, ICE. Man, and you, I keep telling you, the one who keep our head bobbing, OG the Buck. We talked about the bum rush on DC, the DC debacle, as T Rizzy would say. We talked about that college football playoff. And call us whatever game. It don't have to be all up. Whatever game that interests you or intrigues you, you holler about that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we always up against it. So we're going to go to – hold on, Rizzo. We're going to get to our –
all no, I got a question. Before we get the asylum in, before we get the asylum in, I got a question for Boo Meek and OG the Buck. On the pick sixes, why can't we agree to be for what? Come on, man, we can't agree for what? Like, damn, come on, man. This is Saturday, man. You played the song, man. Can't we just agree for what? I'm just asking a question before we get to the asylum, man.
Man, we can always agree to disagree. How about
disagree.
That? Streets, man, all-time caller, all-time listener. He was hitting at the man at the Sally, man. He flew a kite real early. Our man's in them. P Funk, what the deal, baby? It's all you.
Hey, we in the building, baby.
P Funk.
Hey, it's man T Row, man. You hell, man. You funny as hell, man.
It's super savage, man. In the building.
All right, so I'm gonna say my little speech for the little DC debacle for last. I'm gonna go through my picks real quick, get that out the way. I think Ohio State gonna win it in a squeaker. Probably it's gonna be within 2 points, 1 or 2 points. I think they'll come out on top.
Game.
You know.
High-scoring game,
yeah,
or
low-scoring
game?
It's definitely going to be high-scoring because, I mean, it's going to be one in the trenches, but both their secondaries, I mean, Alabama got, you know, a for sure top-five pick in their secondary, so I can't really say their secondary struggle, but their linebacker's never really been that good. They probably got one decent one in Dylan Moses, you know, who do his job, but I think Ohio State will come out with the win. And if it's the other way around, you know, it'll be a great game for both sides. I mean, I don't think both sides are going to be mad at the effort. I think it's going to be one hell of a game. For the first couple games on the NFL slate, you know, this weekend, I'm going to take, you know, as much as Josh Allen has always been, you know, inconsistent to me, you know, and the Bills, they definitely do their thing as a team. I can't trust Phillip Rivers as much as I can trust their defense. I just can't trust Phillip Rivers.
Straight.
I'm going to still go with the Buffalo Bills. It's either going to be a boat race by the Bills, which they just going to run away with the game, or the Colts going to keep it enough. They're going to keep it close enough with the ground game. Because I do think Jonathan Taylor is legit, you know. I think he got all pro upside. So, the Buffalo Bills, you know, they definitely going to come away with the win. I just feel bad for the Colts because, you know, they 11-5. You know, you can't be mad at this season. So, well, somebody got to lose. So I think the Bills will get that one. Well,
Rams
and the
or Seahawks.
Rams and the Seahawks. I mean, I can't trust Jared Goff when he's healthy. I damn sure ain't going to trust him when he's not healthy. So I'm going to go with the Seahawks. You know what I mean? And I'm a bit twisted because Jalen Ramsey, like I don't know which L Boogie, you know what I mean? You said you want to see Jalen Ramsey is legit. He probably the most legit corner in the league right now. Because I can't name another corner in the league that can stifle DeAndre Hopkins the way Jalen Ramsey can. And DeAndre Hopkins is
I agree.
Top receiver in the league right now. I mean,
yeah.
So, we'll, you know what I mean? I'm a DK Metcalf might get his, you know. I do think the Seahawks will come out with the win. But don't get it twisted. It's going to be that defense is going to keep it close. They're going to give the Rams a chance, maybe. Because, I mean, Seattle, they ain't really no better on defense, you know.
Yeah.
They got a couple pieces
yeah.
as well. I do think the Bucks gonna come out with the win over Washington. Washington defense is, you know, they got Young, they got Sweat, Kerrigan, all them good boys, you know, and they got a nice little pass defense on the back end. It's just they don't have enough offense, honestly. They really
right.
Their cupboard is bare. Like they can't even figure out who their quarterback gonna be. You know? And as much as everybody
yeah.
likes Alex Smith and his, you know, his comeback player of the year story and whatnot, they don't have it. It's just not their year. Tom Brady, he's gonna get that ball in his hand quick, and they're going to win. You know what I mean? I want to say the defense will keep it close, but after probably like two stops and Tom Brady go up like 14 points, maybe 17 points, I mean, what can they really do, you know? So – hey, congratulations for them just being a participant or whatever in the race.
Hey, no,
Ravens
NFC
and Titans,
8.
Nah, y'all just not good. I mean, the Dolphins had a better record and could make the playoffs, but yet the NFC East is in the playoffs. That just tells you everything you need to know about the league. You know?
Hey, man.
The Ravens and the Titans,
hey, man.
I'm going with the Titans. They got – I think they low-key got the – I don't know. It's something about the Ravens when they play the Titans. Just like they don't match the physicality of the Titans. You know, I think the Titans got that mentally over the Ravens, and until they can get over that mental hurdle of matching their physicality, they're gonna just keep losing to this team. You know, and they definitely not gonna stop Derrick Henry. He about to have a monster game. He already got 2,000 yards this season. He about to – they need to just make his bust and let him just see it the whole way there because they're going to ride him through this whole playoff. They're going to ride him for every game. He had over 400 touches, you know what I mean? And it ain't been looking like he's not even breaking a sweat out there. People don't even want to tackle this man. I dang sure know the Ravens don't want to tackle this man. Every game they get, he go for at least $125 and two TDs. So I'm going with the Titans at home. Saints and the Bears, there's no hope for the Bears. That's going to be an easy one for the Saints. They're going to run away with that one. And, of course, the last game, you know, I'm going to ride with Baker Mayfield and company to beat the Steelers.
Whoa,
you know, get their first playoff win. You know what I mean? Nothing against the Steelers. You know, they, what, had one good quarter out their last four games? You know what I mean? They let the Bengals
yeah.
beat them. You know, you let the Washington football team with no mascot beat you. You know, you got Juju out here calling people average players, but can't get over, you know what I mean, can't get a 100-yard game to save his life. So, yeah, that's just how I feel about that situation.
Write that down, man. Write it down for that one, man.
yeah, write it down. You know, props to the Steelers for, you know, a great season. But, you know, little brother going to show big brother what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Get the tackle box ready, OG.
It's too early, P. Baker ain't ready,
hey.
P. I feel you though, but it ain't his time yet, P. You know what I mean?
Hey, it don't have to be your time. Lamar Jackson about to be 0-3 in the playoffs. I mean, Josh Allen about to get his first playoff win. You know, so I mean, yeah. Anybody time. Once you punch your ticket, to the dance, anything can happen. You know, so hey, they just gotta bring that mentality, which I think they will.
Woo, Streets, Boogie,
man, we, yes,
go ahead.
Oh no, I was waiting for P to hit us with his last thought about the debacle in DC. Man, I can't wait to hear that before we. You know what I mean? Get our next call.
So about the whole debacle in D.C. thing, it was watching it was sad because, I mean, at the end of the day, I agree with all the NBA players. I agree with all you gentlemen said. You know, if it was black people in that crowd, it would have been more than just four or five people dead. It would have probably been like 50 bodies out there, you know, of all black people. We still don't have justice for a black woman shot in her old house while she was sleeping. You know, we still don't have justice for a dude that was jogging, you know what I mean, and got filmed on camera getting shot while he was just jogging in Georgia, you know. Still don't got, you know what I mean, justice for George Floyd, killed on camera, you know what I mean, with a knee in his neck, you know, screaming for his mother. So it's just crazy that really, you know what I mean, I agree with OGP said, you know, ain't nothing changed as far as, you know, what we heard Sam Cooke say, you know, we just in the 21st century. We just got HD cameras, you know what I mean, and can see it on live TV. But at the end of the day, it's just a certain population of America that just don't have no compassion, you know what I mean, for people of color, people of different races, you know what I mean. All they want to do is keep their status and keep their privilege, which is very sad to see, you know. And it's all over because a black man was black and he got into the White House, and this is all what it stemmed from.
We thank you, P. Man, we thank you. We need you Wednesday because we're going to come back to these picks. We got them written down.
Yeah, definitely.
So make sure you be ready to come back Wednesday because we're going to see if Lamar Jackson has broke through. And don't forget to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets!
Appreciate y'all, man. Keep doing a good job.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Next
you
up.
You gonna stop hating on the NFC East.
We got our mans in there. Caller as well. All-time listener. Dave Easy. With the deal, baby. You in the building.
With the deal, Dream Team. Nephew,
what do you do, baby?
Man.
Dave Easy. Appreciate the call.
Oh, yeah. Always. But T Rizzy, we all know that y'all ain't got no smoke out there for real in the NFC East. We all know that. I don't know why it's y'all ain't got no worse.
Hey man, everybody gets a chance, Dave Beasley. Everybody. It's like going it's like playing your first game. Everybody gets a trophy. That's it. You participated.
TV Pop Warner. Thanks for coming out. You get what I'm saying? Y'all get y'all banquet, y'all little medals.
Everybody deserves one.
No, they do not. But J-Tang, going forward, enjoying the show this morning with my cup of tea. We talking about the NFL. My boy P-Funk, that was a great call, P-Funk. He say the Titans overpower the Ravens, and they dominate them every time on the field. And I agree. That man number 22 for the Tennessee Titans is an absolute animal. Like, I think, like, his blood might be green and purple or something. Hawk style. That man is incredible. He's a beast. However, I always root for the Ravens. Way back when I was younger, I was a Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, Ed Reed. Know what I'm saying? The Ravens, if I'm not mistaken, they the original Browns. So, of course, they get my vote.
Great!
OG the Buck, he say Lamar Jackson has something to prove for himself, to his teammates. Yes, he does. You can't go 0-3 against a team that's always beating you. Now, defense does win championships. I know that for a fact. Defense wins championships. However, Lamar Jackson is the leader of the team. You got to rally your troops, and you got to get it done. That's my pick for game one. For game two. Absolutely. For game two, of course, I got the Bucks beating Washington. Now, even though I said, of course, Washington, they got a lot of defensive weapons that can disrupt the timing of the Bucks offense. You get what I'm saying? A lot of power up front, a lot of speed in the back end. However, if you're playing against Super Bowl Brady, you're going to have to put up points. We're going to see what the Washington football team can do in their community. They got a lot going on around them. It might create some passion to something to fight for. It might create a distraction. I was late off the jump instead of sacking Tom Brady, 54-yard passing touchdown, Mike Evans over top. I got the Bucks. My third game, I got the Bills beating the Colts. The Bills, I watched the Bills this year, not very intensively, but the Bills have a very good football team. They have a complete football team. I like the Bills. They can make a couple errors here and there, but discipline guys. I got the Bills beating the Colts. Of course, Dream Team, OG the Buck, I heard you say it. Saints over the Bears. It don't matter. The guy, the linebacker, had a real good season or whatever you want to call it. I got the Saints.
Yes, sir.
The Rams. Yeah. He was in now if I'm not mistaken, he was down in the U, right? Miami Hurricane.
I think Khalil Lee is from the U.
Khalil from the U. He was in Miami.
Khalil Mack is from Ohio University. Buffalo University. University of Buffalo.
Oh. Okay. I was just on the U. I was just on Google.
Come on now. Stop slipping. Come on now.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go with the rest of your game, Davey.
Okay. Now, the Rams versus the Seahawks. I don't really have no pick. As a football fan, as a gridiron guy, I just want to see those guys muscle it out, man it out. We got two good football teams, two good defenses. You know, rooting for a black quarterback and my guy Russell Wilson. Very good, very intellectual, very cerebral. You know, he gets it done. He's very creative with the ball in his hand. However, it's going to be a very good football game. We're going to put you to the test. Okay. Now, with all those out the way, the only game that really matters, the Cleveland Browns versus the Steelers. OG the Buck, you boys are going down. I'm calling it right now. Yes, we haven't practiced until yesterday evening. With that being said, speaking to the offensive coordinator, he won't even, you get what I'm saying? So we got to keep it simple. We got to keep it very simple. In between the tackles, we're going to run the ball left. We're going to run the ball right. Little pulling guards here and there. Maybe a little, you get what I'm saying? But you got to keep it simple. Stick to what you know. We got Nick Chubb with over 1,000 rushing yards in the regular season. We got Kareem Hunt with 841 rushing yards, 304 receiving yards. We got guys, you get what I'm saying? And, yes, we got a couple guys out, but defense wins championships, and y'all got your guys back, and we ain't practiced. But, you know, we got B.J. Goodson with 91 tackles. He's a tackle machine. He'll be there. We got 17 forced fumbles, 11 INTs as a defense. Statistically, we're going to beat you guys. OG the Buck, y'all going down. It's the only game that matters.
Statistically. We ain't talking about what's about to happen in between the lines.
Well, you know, until it happens, T Rizzy, I got, you know what I'm saying? I got to talk my little talk. Where's
this talking? I feel you, nephew.
Ooh. Man.
Thank you, Dave Easy, man. We appreciate your call. Got about 10 seconds. You know, you're a youngin'. What's your take on the debacle in D.C.? 10 seconds.
The debacle in D.C., they didn't get no water hoses. They didn't even get the classic. They didn't get the water hose. They didn't get no tear gas, no rubber bullets. They ain't even get the nightstick. They ain't get their knees broke.
What a dog.
They didn't get
that.
The German shepherds.
Nothing. They ain't get nothing.
Great. Hey, great 10 seconds.
Man, we appreciate the take, Dave Easy, man. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street.
Love you.
Man, we got another all-time caller, all-time listener, Philly Phil. He in the building, baby. What the deal, Philly Phil? We in the streets. Give us your take today.
My guys, what it is, what it do. Philly
yes,
Phil.
Sir, Philly Phil. Good morning
what
to
up?
You, baby.
Check it. Good morning, good brother. So check it, right? I'm thinking about these playoff games this weekend. I'm going to get to us last, so. But I got to surprise. I think I'm going down to Buffalo going to destroy Indianapolis. Let's just get that out of the way. We ain't got to waste time talking about a few of these games. Buffalo going to destroy Indianapolis. Buffalo really good. I don't think people really know. Like, but they about to find out, though. Buffalo
right.
really good.
Right.
The Rams and Seahawks, it's going to be close. Nobody gets 20 points. That's going to be a field goal game. Somebody going to win by three. I don't know who. It's going to be tight, though. It's going to be tight. This Washington-Tampa Bay game, my head says Tampa for sure, because it's easy to pick them. They got all the marquee names and, you know, whoopsie-whoop.
I'm coming, Philly Phil.
If the front seven, Brady, that ain't a pick. Let me just say that's a pick. That's just an analysis from a sports guy. They Brady, if they put some heat on him, man, and that D-line in front seven get after him, we all know it don't matter how good your quarterback is, man. If he ain't got time to throw, that means Nathan. It don't mean nothing, man. If you ain't got time to throw, it don't mean nothing. So I see that. That's my upset alert, potentially. This Bears-Saints, I don't even know. I mean, they're going to destroy the Bears. Like, who thinking about that game? Everybody know what's going to happen. That's nothing to talk about. They're going to blow the Bears out. Baltimore, Tennessee. Y'all know how Boogie like to hit everybody with the Faker Baker? You know how he loves? Yeah, Faker Baker. Well, how about not up to par Lamar? They just – I had no faith in Lamar Jackson, yo. I don't play the whole black quarterback support thing. You know what I mean? Like, if you trash to me, you trash. I don't give a damn. I don't care what color you – Lamar Jackson's just not good to me. That running shit, it worked. It's real good up to January 1st. You can get away with it and win you a few games and get in the playoffs. That shit don't fly in January, man. I don't know no other way to put it. You can't win like that, dude. I don't care what
We ain't never did that,
history,
but I think Lamar knows that now, though, Phil. You feel what I'm saying?
You think
and
so?
And I mean interrupt your coach.
okay, let's give him that. Let's say he understand that now. He's throwing 8-yard crossing rights in the dirt. I got no faith in the guy. I'm just going to tell you what it is, flat out. Tennessee going to beat them because they're going to shut him down, man. They go down. Baltimore go down. It's gonna be tight, but Baltimore go down. I got no faith in Lamar Jackson at all. Brown Steelers.
Uh-oh.
Now, okay, there's some Homer type shit going on. You know how the old school used to tell us, you know, you bet with your head, not your heart, right? But y'all remember that old call from like the 80 Olympics when the USA won that "Do You Believe in Miracles" thing with Al Michaels? So that's about what it's going to take for us to win tomorrow night, man. It's going to be rough. Listen, man, these guys ain't practiced all week. Where's the game plan? You can only do so much zooming for a game plan, man. We got to get out there and put in the work, man. We can't zoom the game plan, man. And come on, man. I'm trying to be a realist about it. Do I want us to win? I mean, that's a trick question. Of course I want us to win. Of course I think we're going to win. But come on, man. You can't have practice through Zoom for the playoffs?
The playoffs?
You kidding me? Playoffs? Come on, man.
Trying to win the game.
Playoffs? Come on. Y'all zooming, practicing, trying to get a game plan together to beat y'all nemesis, arch rival. But then on the flip side, you know, they know each other very well. So, you know, ain't going to be no secrets. You know what I mean?
Right.
Ain't no surprises coming tomorrow. Everybody know everybody. So we'll see how that pan out. But it's going to take a miracle tomorrow because we decimated. COVID smacked us straight in the mouth. So we
week of the season.
Yeah, man. That's straight Cleveland Brown shit, though. So, you know, you got to take that for what it is. If it was going to happen to anybody, it was going to happen to us. So you just got to take it for what it is. Now, I wanted to say one last thing about the Mets from Wednesday.
The box
down in D.C. Check this out, man. I put up a post a few days ago, like, you know, since the inception of this so-called great country, great, I don't know why everybody thinks so great about this month, but anyway, like, our community as minorities, we've been shitted on, you know, from the start, like, from the beginning of it all. You know what I'm talking about? So, you think about, you know, we've been enslaved, murdered by police, lynched, our women raped, discriminated against in all walks of life. If anybody got incentive to tear this motherfucker apart, it's us. And we ain't never did that before. You know what I'm saying?
We definitely ain't filled the steps of the White House.
If anybody got incentive and motivation to have grievances to air out, it's us. And we ain't never did no crazy shit like that before. Over an election, though, man, that's the grievance. Y'all ain't getting right. Y'all way with y'all guy. So let's just, you know, just go tear the whole thing down. It's people out here, man, like us, our community, with real grievances, man, real beefs. And we ain't never did nothing like that, man. And we got every right to. From the history of our people, we'd be justified to tear it up. You got a bunch of white folks. And the conversation people have about, well, what would have happened if they were BLM protesters? Like, that ain't even a conversation to have. You know what I mean? Ask me a serious question, man. Don't play with me like that. Don't play with me. Like, ask me something serious. Dang, something we didn't even address. You would have had a mass grave on the Capitol steps if that was up. It'd have been a mass grave out there, man. Bodies stacked up high as the Capitol, man. Is you serious? I didn't even know why people was even entertaining it, man. Everybody already know what it is. Everybody. You know what I mean? But like I said, man, it's people out here with real grievances, man, real beef. And these folks are just mad because they got lost, man. And they stupid and gullible enough to believe his lies. Like, he going down is the worst in history. I don't even think. That was before this. You know what I mean?
Hey,
that was before this. But Wednesday just cemented it. Like, it ain't even a question and no doubt what it is. And this, okay, one last thing I want to get in. You know, man, black people, they, you know something, man, I feel like in my heart about us, man, straight up, and with the discrimination and all that. I think sometimes, man, some of us, myself definitely, like, I get stuck between wanting to see shit change the way it should and also want people not to use that shit as a crutch, man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we know some stuff need to change and it ain't right, but don't always fall back on that as an excuse for why stuff ain't how you want it to be or need it to be. You know what I mean? Like, when you come from less, man, like most of us, when you come from less, born of less, you got to do more to get where you want to get. It's just that simple, B. Straight like that. So, you know, you can't always use that as a crutch. You know, most of us come from less, man. We born of less. It is what it is. So we understand we got to do a little bit more to get what we want to get. But anyway, that's my take on the day. Appreciate y'all having me as always, fellas. I'll check back in with y'all Wednesday. Let's enjoy this weekend and these games.
Man, we appreciate your call, Philly Phil. Hey, man, I want to give a shout-out to the Lady Tigers, man. We about to go play, man. I want to give a shout-out to the Lady Tigers. We in the field,
go
man.
Go get that dub. Go get that dub.
You already
today.
Know. Man, you already know. Food? Shout out to Coach. No question. No question. Shout out to Coach C, man. We in the street. When we come back, we going to give you the big dummy of the day. Streets, let's go.
You know, let's say that's my nigga. I made him a million. Now, fuck it, we all rich. I ain't trying to have babies right now, so we fuck with a rubber, but I got a raw bitch. Know this money bring EV, you probably won't beat me, but bro, we can't be by no small shit. Overseas got a crowd doing my shit. Can't believe that I'm still in an apartment. Businessman went and got me in office. Me and Dollar deals, I get them often. Me and Dollar was serving on Spawn Street. All legit, he gon' stay with a chopstick. I got robbed, that shit made me a monster. He bitch, you know this my sister, my mama. Now they houses as big as they want them. I didn't run out no motherfucking commas. Look at Lil Donald. Living like we in a race, I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately, I've been in my bag. Bro told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a tender for foul. City to city, got girls going wild, and I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo Solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them any bleeding room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them snakes. Peep all the moves I've been making. By the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greats. Watch how I move with this paper. I know if I stoop up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Real as it getting, these niggas be faking. I don't want they vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm trying to get out of here and go taste it. Yeah, my diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. Wake up every day, somebody harassing me. I got rich, they need money, they asking me. I was sitting in jail, they look out for me. Ones who need me, no same ones who doubted me. I been handling my own, they can vouch for me. They'll way down with me, know that she proud of me. Turn the heat up, ain't nobody hot as me. Everywhere dollars be, that's how I gotta be. I didn't gave her the
the world, now she not leaving. Say she love me to death, told her stop breathing. He try to do what I do, but we not even. I want all of the beef, I am not vegan. Boy, you said it was smoke, nigga, stop speaking. Vince, the door drop the top, I can't stop speeding. Trying to see if this bitch hit the top speed. Hit a bitch from the back, have a knock.
Call me baby ho, I control the rock. If the rap slow, I control the block. Yeah, I'm really it, and you niggas not. Got a couple coups, I can draw the top. I done made it, nigga, all these digits coming in. I'm saving for the bigger picture. No one day I need them, might as well get used to me. My biggest fear is ending up a used to be, yeah. Yeah, my diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, did you hear me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, did you hear me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know what it is. It's the Streets is Talking with the Streets Perspective. It's your boy, T Rizzy, OG the Buck, Fat Boy the Host, Boo Meeks, ICE, and the youngest one, STG. You know how we bring it to you every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and every Saturday at 10 a.m. That's Eastern time. So, you know, keep up with your boys. You know, you want to go back and listen to the show? Blog Talk, man, the street is talking. You know what I'm saying? Category Sports, that's how we get down. For all the callers that were able to call in, you know, we appreciate y'all. But before we get ready to end this show, man, y'all know how we do on Saturdays or at the end of every show. We got a big dummy of the day. And guess what? Y'all know what it is. It's all about the debacle in D.C., but we're not going to talk about the people who bum-rushed the White House. What we're going to talk about today for the big dummy of the day, if anybody didn't know, there were 8 people that resigned on the same day that the debacle went down. So if all of them resigned on the day that the debacle happened, do you think that they knew what was about to happen before it happened? So for today, Saturday, January the 9th, for all 8 of y'all, especially the head of security of the White House that resigned before your ass actually got fired, y'all the big dummy of the day. So please, OG the Buck, can you please hit me with the you big dummy of the day songs of...
You big dummy, see what you did? Oh no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Hey, now the streets, I want y'all to know this too. I don't know if they took that from us or if we took that from them. But, you know, it's, before we get fired, we always resign. You ain't going to have me on my list as a fired guy. I'm going to resign on your ass before you fire me. You understand?
Hey, you don't want that resume to say you got fired. You want to say I quit.
Hey, you never want that resume to say you got fired. I don't give a damn how high of a top position you got. But that's the street shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, gee, fuck, man, you know it's time for us. You know it's time for us to get in the ride, man. What we about to do, man? We about to hit these streets, man.
Man, we are out of here like last year.
Man, and I'm so glad we're in the new year. Yes, sir.
I want to shout out everybody that called in today. A man is Philly Steel calls in Alabama, y'all. I want to shout out my man, my nephew, Dave Beasley, my man from Florida, all the way down in Florida. You got to call from all across the country, y'all. My man, Big P, T-Funk, to be calling. Appreciate the call, bro. All these people working, a people in this day. As these numbers continue to rise, the Dream Team, Sounds to God, ICE, T-Rose, Winner, and Boogie, Appreciate it, man. It's going to be a great weekend, y'all. Taylor and Brown. My Bobby Q's going to be on the point. You already know. You already know. These two things I'm going to get saying. I need two things for y'all this weekend. Stay
What's
safe.
That, OG?
Stay safe. Stay safe. And the second thing, keep rolling.
Hey, y'all know what it is, man. Happy New Year for those that didn't catch us on Wednesday. And to the streets, man. My boy STG. My boy ICG. OG the Buck always holding it down on the engineering side of things. And to my boy Boo Me. Hey, y'all know it ain't nothing but love in this 2021, man. Go lay the tight. Go get that dub today. Don't let us down. It's hey, early afternoon. You win, you get to come home and see the games on Saturday. You understand? Hey, to all the callers in the asylum, P Funk, my boy Philly Phil. To my nephew Jay Beasley. Man, y'all know, man. Y'all keep it hot, man. Keep calling in, man. You know what I mean? And for me, OG the Buck, man, y'all know what we gotta do, man. I'ma start doing what I do on this passenger side. OG the Buck. Let's hit a couple of left like NASCAR, you dig? To the family. That's all out there. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. Everybody have a safe weekend. To all the essential workers, y'all know we love you. We wouldn't be able to do it without you. So get your vaccine shot. So just in case I need to come up in there, y'all be able to take care of your boys. So from the street, y'all know we love you. We'll see you on Wednesday. But before then, can you do the streets a favor? Simply tell a friend. To tell a friend, to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Got the pockets all stolen, balls all in this pocket, nigga. Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know, some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. I forgot the DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes. Picture me rolling.
Even with the debacle in D.C., they still ain't gonna be able to hold us down. We love y'all. Street!